Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
He didn't think of himself as someone who believed in evil, not in the theatrical sense anyway. He was raised Catholic, baptized, confirmed, dragged to Mass on Sundays whether he wanted to go or not, but belief had always been a structure more than a feeling. It was routine. It was rules. It was something adults leaned on when they wanted the world to have edges. At 15, the world already felt sharp enough without adding invisible enemies to it. He and his older sister belonged to a Catholic youth prayer group in Seattle, the kind of group that met in church basements with folding chairs and fluorescent lights, where teenagers tried to be half reverent and half funny to survive the awkwardness of being asked to talk about faith when all they wanted was to feel like they belonged somewhere. In the summer, the group ran seminars, multi-day events meant to keep kids focused and grounded, which mostly meant giving them something to do besides wander around the city looking for trouble. There was always a theme: purity, purpose, temptation, identity. Adults in polos and lanyards told the kids they were special, that they mattered, that their souls were worth protecting. He didn't know if he believed any of that. He believed his sister. She was the reason he went. She had friends there and seemed happier around them. He followed because it was easier than arguing with his parents, and because even if he didn't admit it, he liked the idea that there was a version of him that could be good at something besides being angry. That summer, they signed up for a seminar specifically for ages 13 to 21. It brought kids in from different states, which made it feel bigger than the usual local meetings. The energy was louder. The conversations were wilder. Teenagers from California arrived in clusters like they owned the air around them. That's how he met Justin. Justin didn't look like most of the kids there, not because of clothes or style, but because of his presence. He had a watchful face, a stillness that didn't read as shy. It read as alert. He carried himself like someone who didn't trust any room. He was from California, part of a group of five guys. The other four were loud, joking, trying to impress people. But Justin stayed slightly apart, smiling at the right times without fully joining in. When he did speak, it was usually one-on-one, almost confidential. He told them casually that he had a gift. He said he could see spirits. He said he could see people's auras too, colors around them like heat distortion, like energy. Some kids laughed. Some kids leaned in like it was a magic trick. Justin didn't argue or try to sell it. He said it the way someone says, "I get migraines," or "I'm colorblind." Normal. It should have sounded ridiculous, but it didn't, and that bothered him. Maybe it was the way Justin described it, not as something fun, but as something he lived with. Justin said he didn't like crowds because there were too many layers, too many energies, too many things. He said some people carried things with them and didn't even know. At one point during a break, Justin glanced at him and went quiet for a beat. His eyes lingered the way someone's eyes linger when they're trying not to stare. "You ever get really angry for no reason?" Justin asked, and he scoffed. "I'm 15. That's basically my personality." Justin didn't smile. He just nodded once, like he'd heard what he needed. When the seminar ended, the local kids and the visiting group weren't ready to go back to normal life. Everyone had that post-event rush, the feeling that rules had loosened for a while and you could either go home and sleep or try to stretch the night into something memorable. Someone suggested they go out. Just to drive, just to hang out. It started as seven of them, squeezing into one car, his sister driving, someone crammed into the passenger seat with her, and the rest packed in the back. They met up with more teenagers from the seminar at another spot, and within half an hour, there were around 20 kids moving in a loose pack, laughing too loudly, hyping each other up. Justin stayed in the car. Someone teased him about being scared. Justin shrugged and said, "I don't like where you're going." "Why?" someone asked. Justin's gaze drifted past them out the windshield as if he could already see the place in his mind. "Bad history," he said. "Bad energy." "Like what?" another kid pushed. Justin hesitated. "Like it notices you." They drove to Kubota Gardens. He'd been there before, during the day. It was beautiful. Ponds, bridges, carefully sculpted plants. At night, though, it was different. Night erased the friendly parts. Water went black. Trees became walls. Paths seemed to curve toward places you couldn't see. It was past midnight when they arrived. No one should have been there, but the gates weren't locked in the way they should have been. Or maybe teenagers were just good at finding openings. Either way, they poured in, their voices bouncing off the quiet like they were daring the darkness to answer them. In the middle of the park was the house, boarded up, fenced off, dead-looking even under moonlight. The story was already known by most of them, passed around like a local urban legend. An Asian family had lived there. The father either got possessed or snapped, depending on who told the story, and murdered his wife and his 17-year-old daughter before killing himself. The daughter had died on her birthday. Afterward, the house was sealed. People said it wasn't safe. People said they'd heard things in there at night. People said the place didn't like visitors. And the dare was simple. If you were 17 and knocked on the door, you'd die a week later. One of the kids there had just turned 17, and the group started chanting his name like it was a pep rally. He laughed too loudly, acting braver than he looked. He paced near the fence, working himself up while the others egged him on. A few of the kids started throwing rocks at the boards. It was stupid at first. Teenager stupid. Pebbles. Light taps. The sound of stone against wood. Then something answered. A tap from inside the house, not a creak, not a settling groan, a clean, deliberate tap. Someone threw another rock. The laughter thinned out, replaced by excited, nervous whispering. They tested it. One person threw rocks while everyone else listened, holding their breath. Every impact from outside got a response from inside, like the house was counting. The birthday boy decided that was his sign to go for it. He climbed the fence. As he did, the group scattered in a half circle around the house, trying to stay close enough to see, but far enough to run. His sister stayed near him, shouting encouragement. He drifted toward the side of the house, toward the patch of moonlight, because it felt safer to stand where he could see. That's when he noticed the red lights. Three small points hovered along the siding. They moved in quick circles, looping, darting, spiraling. Not drifting like insects, not blinking like fireflies. They were too fast, too coordinated. Like a trio performing the same pattern with slight variations. He felt a jolt of childish wonder. Fireflies. He'd never seen fireflies in real life. He'd only heard people talk about them like they were a normal part of summer, like everyone grew up catching them in jars. He watched, fascinated, while behind him the birthday boy knocked three sharp raps. The sound rang out, loud in the quiet garden. Then from inside the house came three knocks in return. Not delayed, not muffled, immediate, as if someone had been standing on the other side waiting. The birthday boy let out a strangled laugh, half thrill, half fear, and sprinted back to the fence. He scrambled over it like it had suddenly turned into a prison wall. And then all of them were running. It was a stampede. People tripped, grabbed each other, shouted, screamed, laughed hysterically, the way teenagers do when adrenaline is too big for their bodies. His sister ran straight into a rock and went down hard. He heard her gasp and curse, saw her leg scrape and bleed. Something snapped inside him, protective anger, but sharper than that. He turned back toward the house and started shouting. He didn't just yell at his friends. He yelled at the house. He cursed, loud, ugly words that didn't feel like his. He threw rocks at the boards with real force, not pebbles now. The anger felt hot and intoxicating. It didn't feel like a tantrum. It felt like power. His sister grabbed his arm, pulling him, yelling at him to stop. He jerked away and they started fighting, shoving, shouting, tearing at each other all the way back to the car. He remembered thinking distantly, why am I saying this? Why is this coming out of my mouth? But he couldn't stop. By the time they piled back into the car, his chest was heaving, his hands shaking, and his sister was furious. The argument continued as the car drove away, and he had the strangest sensation, like he was watching himself through his own eyes from somewhere deeper inside, like the real him was trapped behind his ribs while something else drove his mouth. And the worst part was, it felt good. He said the cruelest things he could think of, and each one landed like a punch, and he felt satisfied watching them land. In the back seat, Justin stared at him. The drive home was loud with argument and nervous laughter, but the moment the car pulled into the driveway, the mood shifted. People sobered fast. The air felt colder. He got out and wanted to go straight to bed to shut the night away like it hadn't happened, but the group stopped him. They gathered in the driveway like they were waiting for instructions. Justin spoke quietly to the others, then turned his attention toward him. "Don't go inside yet," Justin said. He rolled his eyes, still riding the anger high. "I'm tired." "Walk," Justin said. "In a circle." But they wouldn't move. They wouldn't go inside. His sister, limping and pissed, still looked uneasy enough that he finally did it. Pacing back and forth and in circles like some absurd ritual he didn't believe in. Justin watched closely. After a moment, Justin said, "There's a black dot." "What?" he snapped. "It's following you," Justin said. "Right behind you, tiny, like a speck, but it moves when you move." He stopped pacing. Cold crawled up his arms. Justin said it wasn't good, that whatever it was wanted into the house. The idea should have sounded stupid. It didn't. They surrounded him and prayed. Hands on shoulders, voices low, familiar Catholic words, Hail Marys and Our Fathers. He didn't know whether the prayers meant anything, but as they spoke, something in him eased. The anger loosened like a fist unclenching. His body felt lighter, calmer, like he'd been carrying a weight he hadn't noticed until it was removed. When they finally went inside, he followed them down to the basement. The house was quiet in the way homes are at night, safe, ordinary. He wanted to believe that. He asked Justin what he thought it was. Justin didn't hesitate. A demon. He laughed because that word felt too big for his life. Justin didn't laugh back. It attached to you at the park, Justin said. Is it gone? He asked. Justin stared toward the sliding glass door without turning his head, like he didn't need to. No, he said. It's outside, looking in. Justin described it like he was describing someone standing on the porch. Long black hair, gray skin, red eyes. He said it was smiling. Not a friendly smile, a patient one, like it was saying, don't worry, I'll get you later. A few days later, the California guys left. Life resumed, high school started, and suddenly nothing mattered as much as being seen. Being cool, surviving social landmines. The memory of Kubota Gardens became a story he told sometimes with his sister, half joking, half unsettled. The more time passed, the easier it was to label Justin as a troubled kid, making things up for attention. He never heard from Justin again, he told himself. It was all nonsense. 7 years passed. At 22, he was a Marine on security duty in a third world country, paired with a Navy sailor he barely knew. The shift was 8 hours long, too long for silence, too long for small talk. Eventually, they started talking about backgrounds, beliefs, why they joined, what they believed about God, if anything. The sailor was Christian, serious about it. He talked about a religious group of friends back home who prayed for people, who believed evil was real, and that they were meant to help fight it. He laughed at him, because it was easier to laugh than to admit the words made his stomach tighten. They traded stories. The sailor mentioned experiences, things he'd seen, dreams that felt like warnings, sensations that made him pray harder. Eventually, without planning to, he told the story he hadn't told anyone in years. Kubota Gardens, the house, the knocks, the anger, Justin. As he spoke, he noticed the sailor kept looking away like someone shining a flashlight in his face. The sailor's gaze flicked toward the ground, then to the side, never meeting his eyes for more than a second. It irritated him. That old sharpness flared. "What's your problem?" he snapped. "Why won't you look at me?" The sailor swallowed and finally forced himself to meet his eyes, only to flinch again, turning away immediately. "I'm sorry," the sailor said. "It's just, I'm seeing something." He scoffed. "You're seeing what?" The sailor hesitated, then said, "I can see it. The thing you're talking about." His pulse kicked up. "Don't start." "I'm not," the sailor said. "I'm telling you what's happening to me right now." He tried to dismiss it as coincidence, as theater. But the sailor didn't describe a demon in general terms. He didn't say a dark presence or something evil. He described a house, his house. The sailor described the basement like he'd been there. The sliding glass door, the layout, where the steps were, the furniture, the mirror, the piano, the tables. Details the sailor couldn't have known. Then the sailor said quietly, "Outside the glass, it's there, in the dark." He demanded details, demanding proof the way he always did when something frightened him. The sailor's voice tightened as he spoke like he didn't want to say it out loud. "I see long hair, I see gray skin, I see eyes, red." He felt his mouth go dry. The sailor told him he couldn't look at him because every time he did, he got flashes of that basement, of that sliding door, of the darkness outside pressing in like it had weight. The sailor said something else then, something that unsettled him, more than the description. He said the thing wanted him to pull away from his religious beliefs, that it enjoyed the distance, that it fed on doubt and anger the same way a fire fed on oxygen. He wanted to argue. But instead, he went quiet because the truth was, he'd been angry for years. Angrier than he ever admitted. Anger had become his comfort zone. And the idea that something could exploit that felt uncomfortably plausible. Even then, he didn't fully accept it. He filed it away under weird coincidence and tried to return to the normal world where demons stayed in movies. Then, in August 2009, he went home on deployment leave. Back in Seattle, he joined his brother-in-law, who worked law enforcement, for a police ride-along. It was the kind of thing you did to feel connected to home, to remember you came from somewhere ordinary. During lunch break, his brother-in-law drove them to Kubota Gardens. He laughed, half amazed. They parked 8 and he found himself staring toward the center of the gardens, toward the hidden house, like his body remembered the way before his mind did. He asked his brother-in-law, casual as he could manage, "Was there ever, you know, something bad that happened here?" His brother-in-law didn't laugh. He didn't shrug. He said yes. He confirmed the murder-suicide. He confirmed it had been a big local story. He confirmed the boarded-up house and the legend about the 17-year-old and the door. Hearing it from a cop, hearing it as fact, not rumor, hit differently. And then, like a final shove, another thought surfaced. Fireflies. He remembered the 3 red lights, the way they moved, the way he'd been excited, the way it had felt innocent for a split second. He checked later to be sure, looked it up, watched videos. The fireflies in videos blinked softly, drifted, hovered in slow loops. What he'd seen didn't blink. What he'd seen moved fast, sharp, synchronized, almost mechanical, like 3 points guided by the same intelligence. That realization made his stomach drop harder than anything else, because it meant he hadn't just been scared that night, as he'd been tricked. Back then, he hadn't wanted to believe any of it. Not Justin, not the sailor, not the idea that something had followed him home. He'd told himself he was a teenager caught in adrenaline and superstition. But now he had too many points lining up. A Catholic seminar full of prayer and teenagers testing boundaries. A haunted house story with a possession angle. A dare based on ritual. 3 knocks answered by 3 knocks, red fireflies that weren't fireflies, a rage that didn't feel like his. A kid from California who said he could see things and described a demon outside the sliding glass door. A Navy sailor 7 years later, half a world away, describing the same house in detail and the same red-eyed presence in the dark. The pieces fit too well. And there was one more thing. Something he hadn't admitted to himself until he stood in Kubota Gardens again, older, harder, trained to face threats with weapons and protocols. He realized he'd spent years outrunning that night by refusing to look directly at it, because if he looked directly at it, he might have to admit the simplest truth. Something had noticed him. Something had attached itself to him, the way Justin said, quietly, easily, like it had been waiting for someone his age to get angry enough to give it a handle. And the idea that it had smiled, patient, confident, made his throat tighten, because patience meant time. It meant it didn't need to rush. It meant it could wait until he was older, when he'd forget the details, when he'd dismiss the fear, when he'd decide he didn't believe in anything at all. He left the gardens that day with his brother-in-law, laughed where he was supposed to laugh, played it off like it was just an interesting piece of local history. But inside, something had shifted. He couldn't unknow what he knew. And when night came, when he was back in his childhood home and the familiar walls settled into darkness, he found himself listening differently, watching shadows differently. Not because he wanted to be scared, but because he finally understood the world might be crowded in ways he hadn't accepted at 15. He lay awake, thinking of Justin saying it was outside the sliding glass door, thinking of the sailor seeing the same thing years later, thinking of the red lights moving in unison on the side of the house. And the worst part wasn't the possibility that demons were real. The worst part was the possibility that for years he'd been feeding it without knowing. Every time he chose anger over peace, every time he used bitterness as armor, every time he laughed at belief because belief felt like vulnerability. If that thing really had a name, if the sailor really knew it, then it wasn't random. It was personal. He didn't have proof in the way he wanted proof. No photographs, no recordings, no clean, court-admissible evidence. But he had something else. A timeline that refused to fall apart no matter how many times he tried to dismiss it. Kubota Gardens wasn't a story anymore. It was a starting point. And he knew, deep in the place that still remembered being 15 and furious, that whatever had followed him home that night hadn't done it for a scare. It had done it to stay. The night at the house wasn't the worst thing that would happen, and it was the first thing. And the rest, the part where it came back, the part where he finally stopped laughing was still waiting in the dark ahead of him, patient as a smile behind glass.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.